cargo is once again moving slowly in and out of West Coast ports, dock workers are back on the job today following a court order that ended a 10-day lockout. But digging out from the backlog of cargo could take weeks, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The end of the lockout spelled liberation for a boatload of Australian oranges. The oranges arrived in San Diego 2 weeks ago aboard a cargo ship called the Wild Jasmine, along with 221 pallets of tangelos, 5 pallets of tangerines, and 1 pallet of lemons. Longshoremen had just started to unload the citrus when the lockout began. Port spokesman Steve Schultz says for the last 10 days, the fruit sat dockside in the refrigerated hold of the rusting yellow freighter.
The only 2 ships that were actually in port when the lockout occurred were the orange ship here and just around the corner, the sand barge, which is carrying sand from Mexico. And offshore, because there wasn't enough room, because there was no crew to unload them, we had 6 ships, 5 car carriers, and a newsprint vessel.
That logjam began to break last night. Longshoremen gathered on the dock about a half hour before their shift began. Tim Chavez, who's a member of the union's executive board, says it's good to be drawing a paycheck again, but he's disappointed by the court order.
It'd be better if it was different circumstances, such with a signed contract. That would have been a lot better for everybody. But till we get it resolved, we'll do what we have to do until the ships can get them out of here and get them in on their way.
The workers donned hard hats and reflective vests. One man idly munched on an Australian tangerine. Then, just before 6 p.m., Chavez gave the signal.
It's gonna work!
Longshoremen trooped up the gangway of the Wild Jasmine and made their way forward to the cargo holds. Onboard cranes began to pirouette, and at 6:22, the first pallet of oranges was lowered to a waiting forklift. As the sun went down, lights on the dock came up. Crews worked through the night, unloading oranges. A second shift arrived at 7 o'clock this morning, and a third this afternoon. Elsewhere, other longshoremen are unloading newsprint and new cars from Japan. Richard Cruz dispatches dock workers for Local 29.
It goes on priority. Military has number one priority. Perishables, I really have a headache, to put it that way.
Cruz's headache is nothing compared to the migraines in larger ports like Long Beach and Oakland. All told, some 200 vessels are waiting to be unloaded at West Coast ports. With only 81 unionized longshoremen here in San Diego, Cruz says it's a juggling act.
We are a small port, and all these people want to get their vessels unloaded. And that's what we're trying to do. But we have to work safely.
That mantra of safety, heard up and down the West Coast, may reflect the union's legitimate concern after a series of dock worker deaths this year. But it also could signal the longshoremen's determination not to work any faster than absolutely required until they have a contract. It was Carrier's allegation that the union was staging a slowdown that prompted the lockout in the first place. This week's court order requires longshoremen to work at a normal pace. Even so, analysts say it will be at least a month before all the ports are operating normally. Manufacturers and retailers whose supply lines have been disrupted are adjusting as best they can. Even the Los Angeles Opera was forced to build new sets for an upcoming production. The container ship carrying sets from St. Petersburg, Russia, got tired of waiting to unload in Long Beach and is now on its way to Tokyo. One of the few people who's sorry to see the lockout end is Eugenio Arañador, chief officer of the Wild Jasmine. He and his crew enjoyed their idle week in San Diego and would have liked to have stayed longer.
Some crew members visited their relatives, so they are happy having a long stay in San Diego. We want more days.
Longshoremen are expected to unload the last of the oranges from Arañador's ship tomorrow. Then the Wild Jasmine will head back out to sea. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.